South Korea confirms crypto tax launch for January 2027. South Korea will begin taxing crypto gains in January 2027. Finance Minister confirmation ended one of the longest-running policy delays in the country's digital asset debate. The update, reported by Cointelegraph on July 30, 2026, gives Korean investors and exchanges a firm start date after the levy was pushed back repeatedly since its original 2022 target. The confirmation matters because the tax has been treated as a moving deadline for years. Lawmakers deferred it in 2021, again in 2023, and floated a further two-year delay as recently as this month. A hard January 2027 date removes the assumption, common among Korean retail traders, that another postponement was always around the corner. The levy and its long delay South Korea's framework applies income tax to gains from crypto trading above an annual threshold. The rule was first legislated in 2020 with a 2022 start, then delayed twice under pressure from investor groups and a market that skews heavily retail. South Korea has one of the highest rates of retail crypto participation in the developed world, and both major political parties have used the tax timing as a campaign lever. The repeated deferrals created planning uncertainty. Exchanges could not finalize reporting systems for a date that kept moving, and traders had little reason to track cost basis for a tax that might never arrive on schedule. A confirmed start date changes that calculus for the country's large trading base. Reporting burden shifts to exchanges and users. Compliance is the immediate consequence. Once the tax is live, domestic exchanges will need transaction reporting infrastructure that tracks acquisition cost, disposal price, and net gains per user across a tax year. That is straightforward for assets bought and sold on a single Korean venue. It gets harder for coins moved between wallets, earned through staking, or bridged across chains before being sold. Users who spend crypto directly rather than cashing out to one first add another layer. A card transaction that converts crypto to fiat at the point of sale is a disposal event in most tax regimes, which means each swipe can create a taxable gain or loss. Anyone using a crypto card that spends from a self-custody wallet will need records of what each unit of crypto costs them, not just what the exchange balance shows. Cost basis tracking, long treated as optional in Korea, becomes the core of accurate filing. Stablecoins and the wider policy push. The tax confirmation lands alongside a broader Korean policy effort on digital assets. The government has been drafting a stablecoin framework, and the opposition has pushed to repeal or soften the gains tax entirely. So the January 2027 date is not the end of the political argument. It is a baseline that can still be amended before it takes effect. For now, the practical read is that Korea is moving from indefinite delay to a concrete implementation timeline. Stablecoin holders may see lighter treatment than volatile assets if final rules distinguish between the two, but that detail has not been settled. The confirmed tax date and the pending stablecoin law are separate tracks that will need to be reconciled over the next 18 months. Market backdrop. The confirmation arrived during a soft week for major tokens. Bitcoin traded at $63,947, down 0.6% on the day and 2.4% over the week as of July 30, 2026, per CoinMarketCap data. Ether sat at $1,902, also down 0.6% on the day, with the Fear and Greed Index at 36 in fear territory. Tax news of this kind rarely moves global prices, and there was no visible reaction in the snapshot. The effect is local and structural. It changes how Korean traders plan disposals, whether some accelerate sales into 2026 before the tax window opens, and how domestic exchanges build their reporting stack over the coming year. A January 2027 start means the 2026 tax year is the last untaxed one, which could pull some selling forward.